This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations International Children's Fund, or UNICEF, said Tuesday the closing of educational facilities due to the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in at least 40 million preschool students worldwide missing out on learning and development. New UNICEF research found that roughly 40% of children between the ages of 3 and 5 and in 54 low- and income and middle-income countries were not receiving social, emotional, and cognitive stimulation from any adult in their household. Meanwhile, with over 14.7 million confirmed coronavirus cases and more than 611,000 fatalities, researchers are reporting progress on developing a safe and effective vaccine against the disease. Two experimental vaccines have produced strong immune responses in late-stage human trials, according to two peer-reviewed studies published Monday in the British medical journal The Lancet. One was developed in a joint venture between Britain's Oxford University and British-Swedish drug maker AstraZeneca, the other by Chinese biotech firm Cassino Biologics. The Oxford vaccine is receiving the most attention, with the company having signed agreements with many governments to supply its vaccine if it is proved to be effective and granted regulatory approval. The company has already committed to making 2 billion doses. According to the New York Times, the doses have been administered to more than 10,000 volunteers in Britain, Brazil, and South Africa, with 30,000 participants in the United States set to receive the experimental vaccine next week. But Dr. Peter Hotez, who is Dean of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine, said the first vaccines may not be our best vaccines. He said it might take a year to prove they're safe. VOA News.